Puppet Show. Tuva Band mit Puppet Show auf Flux FM. Die Band aus Oslo spielt heute Abend im Rahmen des letzten Flux FM Bergfestes im Jahre 2018 und stellt euch Songs vor aus der aktuellen LP Soft Drop, die Anfang des Monats September erschienen ist. Vor ihrem Auftritt haben sie es zu mir ins Studio geschafft und wir quatschen ein bisschen über selbstproduzierte Songs. Die Freude am Nicht-Perfekten, die ich hier rauszuhören scheine. Wir sprechen über die Wichtigkeit kleiner Fehler im musikalischen Kosmos der Band und vieles mehr. Bei mir im Studio sind vier Menschen, die mittlerweile die Live-Band, die Live-Tuva-Band ausmachen. Tuva Hello Marschhäuser ist die Chefin des Ganzen. Tobi, Caroline und Håkon sind auch noch mit am Start. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. So, Tuva, I want to start with you because we've just listened to that beautiful song and I found out today that you've recorded the EP with a guy named Simon, but this LP was done without him. You've recorded the LP on your own, but still I sense a certain love for sounds that are not perfect in your music. How important is it for you that there's little tiny mistakes in the sound of the piano or maybe even in the timing? It's just those little tiny mistakes. For me, they're very important because I can listen to songs over and over again if I sense those mistakes in them. Yeah. If it's polished and perfectly produced, it gets boring real quick. But where does your love for that sound philosophy come from?
I think that when we recorded the EP, we kind of tried to make them sound like the first drafts, and we tried to make it sound like it wasn't really re-recorded. And so instead of this time with the album, I figured instead of trying to make it sound like something, I just kept the first draft.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, brilliant idea. That's the perfect answer. You know, the question that's been around since the beginning of pop music, how do we get the energy of the demo recording as soon as we're in the studio, it all gets lost. Now we found the answer. Just take the demo recordings, people out there.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes the solution is so close. My mind is fucked right now. I'm sorry. I'm already done with the interview. This is such a great relief. People out there, we found the solution.
Yeah.
We've saved the world of demo recordings.
Yeah, but then you have to work with them for a long time after it's draft. So I worked on the sound, like plugins and, you know, that piano. You said, like, the sound, there was something. Then I, of course, was doing this plugins and switching and touching for probably 2 months. So I think I spent more time on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of efficiency, it's not the right way to do it because it takes longer than to record a demo and a new version.
I'm not sure. Pimp
the demo until it's done.
Yeah, but it takes less time because when it's only me, then I don't have to wait for things. And because if you're working with other people, then they will probably want it to be more right.
Sure.
For example, the tempo, suddenly you can hear the keys are changing and really quick. But then because it's just me, I'm like, okay, but then I can keep it because I want to.
For me, it's brilliant because, as I said, I can listen to those songs for 1,000 times and the 1,000 first time, I'm like, oh, there's a little mistake in there. And I'm happy that I've discovered that little mistake. It's about those Marvin Gaye recordings as well. You know, there's so many little tiny things in the back that are wrong, basically.
Yeah.
But they make it seem perfect, or they make it better for me as a listener and more interesting. So you did produce everything on your own again for that LP.
Yeah, I didn't play the guitar, and Håkon here, he played the viola.
Yeah,
nice.
So yeah, there was some. Simon was actually playing the guitar on this one because we haven't met.
Me okay.
And, yeah.
Because he didn't know that Toby was the better guitarist.
No.
I'm sorry, Simon, if you're listening. No, I'm sorry.
No, Simon is very good, but he lives in Norway and he has a job.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you don't live in Norway anymore?
No, I live here.
All right. Yeah. Now the confusion ends, finally.
Yes.
That's so good. So what was the reason for you? When did you come here to Berlin?
1st of February.
Okay, cool.
Just
after the EP?
Yeah.
Or around the release of the EP?
Yeah.
Released yourself from Oslo.
Yeah, I quit my job and went to Berlin like many others.
Nice. And how has Berlin treated you until now? Because there's two types of persons. There's persons who come here and they'll be like, I like the city. Then they meet new friends pretty quick.
Yeah.
And they lead a certain lifestyle. And there's other people who just wander around town. They don't meet friends, take the wrong drugs. And, you know, that really happens. And then, like, after 2 months, they're crazy. They have to be sent. They have to be sent back. Sorry, Berghain and MDMA was not for you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have tried. I'm sorry. So what's your situation in Berlin by now? Do you feel welcome? Do you feel like there's a certain inspiration in town for you?
Yeah, I think like the first months I was basically just like inside, just working with music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on tour in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started meeting people like Caroline here. She lives in Berlin, met her.
Nice.
I saw her show, Sounds of Rue. But yeah, so then I felt like I met more and more musicians. And now I think I know a lot of musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some friends. Like not close yet, but mm-hmm. or this girl probably close now, but yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, but I'm inside a lot, but now I just started having more free time. So
yeah, that's good though. But it seems like you have a healthy relationship with the city and the people in the city. That's a good start because, as I said, some people they shouldn't have come here in the first place because it's too crazy for some, you know? It's too crazy.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for the rest of the year? Are you going to play tonight's show? Are you going to be touring once more? Do you have ideas to record more stuff maybe with the band because you've met some brilliant musicians by now?
Yeah. I've made like 7 new songs which are open to new arrangements and more like closer to how we play it live because we play very different live than actually on the album. So now this next album will be with these musicians playing with me.
Uh-huh.
And it's soon finished to be recorded with these. So
And what, because I've realized that there's a certain sound philosophy to the Tuva band. And Tuva band, I mean, your name Tuva, so it's your kind of thing now.
Yeah.
So you have to protect the project a little bit, even from the musician. They seem nice, but maybe there's a jazzer hidden there, you know? And he's going to be like...
And
at a certain point, Toby, sorry.
They're very right.
You know, at a certain point in the song where it doesn't fit. So do you actually discuss something like the sound philosophy with the guys before, or do you rehearse and then you realize, oh, this guy and his sound is fitting into my idea of making music?
Yeah, the thing is, like, for the songs that's already out, we play them very different live, and that's because they are coming up with these ideas, which I'm like, oh, this is much better live, because I couldn't play that version, Puppet Show. I couldn't play that live. It would be a little bit boring, I think. So then suddenly, yesterday, we made it to a live version, and it's totally different.
Okay, cool.
Because it needs a different vibe, I think.
Yeah, it totally depends on the location that you're playing at or on the audience, because I think there might be a chance someday that you can play this very version of the song and everybody's going to be like, oh, that was great.
If you have those listeners. Like,
those
really
minimalistic things can work too, but only at a certain stage. And I think it's really good to think of different live versions.
Yeah.
Especially when one's thinking about those festival slots, right?
That's actually why, because that's the biggest dreams, like playing live on festivals.
Yeah.
So then we kind of have to, and I want to also. I think it's a lot of fun to play live now with this musician.
Yeah.
Because it's more like energy, groove.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really feel you when we're talking about festivals, because all the other bands, they'll be like...
Everyone has drums.
Yeah, yeah, and then you'll have to pimp your piano ballad a little bit so the people can clap along, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. We'll see each other down there.
Yeah.
And as soon as you've released some more material, we'll meet again and do a little longer interview. Those Wednesday interviews are always short because the next band is already waiting out there, and they want to talk to me as well for a little bit. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, for
Thank
the
you.
Rest of the year, and I hope that you'll guys grow together even more as a band, and that you're going to have a great time in the rest of 2018 and in the beginning of 2019. And as I said, as soon as new material is done, you come and visit us again and we'll talk a bit more.
Yeah.
Die Tuva Band war bei mir im Studio. Tuva selber, Tobi, Caroline und Håkon. Und die werden heute Abend alle gemeinsam spielen im Rahmen des Flux FM Bergfestes. Um 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf. Um 19 Uhr gibt es eine Live-Performance des Flux FM Podcasts mit noch einer kleinen Extra Bandgeschichte im Podcast. Drangsal und Dagobert werden nämlich auch noch einen kleinen Überraschungsauftritt absolvieren. Und das alles passiert ab 18 Uhr in der Pfuhlstraße 5. Für mehr Infos geht auf fluxfm.de. Mehr Musik von der Tuva Band gibt's hier nochmal auf die Ohren. Wir hören ihr Stückchen Wolfpack, das überhaupt nicht funky ist. Das ist ein bisschen verwunderlich. Aber schön ist es trotzdem.